Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Aaron Shafawalaf, my colleague at MRM. And today, Aaron, we'd like to talk about some hard issues, some questions that we can ask our LDS friends that we can hopefully get them to really sincerely think about their faith. So what are some of those questions that you've used in discussions?
Great question I love to ask is, if the church wasn't true, would you still believe in Jesus?
Great question, because so many times we hear of Latter-day Saints finding out the church isn't true, and they give up all faith. And, of course, at this time, we are not trying to figure out, well, tell me all about your Jesus and the attributes of Jesus. That's not part of the discussion at this point. We're just asking them very basically. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
If the church wasn't true, what religion do you think you'd be? I asked that once to a high school teen, and he said, well, I think I'd be a Buddhist. And I asked, well, what about Jesus? And he said, oh. And it's just, you hadn't thought about before, belief in Jesus outside of the Mormon church. And that's the intention here. We want people to start thinking, imagining for the first time what faith in Jesus would even look like conceivably outside the Mormon church. I don't think Mormons have thought that through. And I don't think Mormons have thought through reasons to trust in Jesus apart from reasons that the church uniquely gives them. Mm-hmm. Particularly the internal, testimonial, emotional epiphany. Sorry if that's an offensive way to describe it. But that's my favorite way to describe it. But, you know, what are some good, solid, cumulative, what's the package of reasons that I have to believe in the person, work, and words of Jesus that are independent of the LDS church being true? A lot of times when you ask Mormons why they trust their prophet and they believe in their religion, almost all the time they appeal to their feelings. Mm-hmm. And so one question I like to ask is, for you, what are some things you believe that don't make you feel good, yet you've decided to believe in anyway? And if they can't think of something, I'll suggest outer darkness. Does outer darkness make you feel good? And, you know, the idea here is just to get a Mormon to even start thinking about the fact that even they believe certain things are true, even though they don't feel good.
Oftentimes, that issue of eternal punishment, as we understand it, bothers a lot of Latter-day Saints, but they really don't seem to think it through, that that's still very much a part of Mormonism. I remember having a talk with a gentleman in front of the Fresno Temple years ago, and he was explaining to me that he had no doubt that he was not in danger of anything like that because he knew Heavenly Father loved him. And I reminded him, I said, is it not a part of your theology, however, that you believe that in the war in heaven, the people, or the beings, I should have said,
one third,
you know, were cast out, were actually your spirit brothers and sisters, according to your theology? And I have to understand that they are going to be spending their eternity in outer darkness. And it was almost like he never really thought that through. They don't think about that. Now, certainly that wouldn't affect us because we don't believe that way. We don't believe that the demons are our literal brothers and sisters at any time. But as a Mormon, for him to be consistent, he had to consider that.
Yeah, you know, even evangelical Christians, we believe things that are really hard to emotionally swallow, sometimes intellectually to swallow. We have to kind of trust in the explicit and sometimes trust God to give answers later on. But, you know, I think what we're trying to do is get people to think about, get Mormons to think about, even they trust certain beliefs in their religion, irrespective of them feeling good or not. And it's just important to, some intellectual Mormons or some thoughtful Mormons will say something like, well, the larger package of Mormonism makes me feel good, but not necessarily all the individual parts. That's actually a really good place to go from too, because you can say something like, well, if you believe that the whole package of Mormonism, all things considered, all things known, will still make you feel good, then there's nothing to be afraid of then, of maybe learning some things that I've learned that I don't think would make anyone feel good. And to consider that you have nothing to be afraid of. If you think me introducing some hard information, you know, is going to feel bad, if you really believe the whole package is going to make you feel good. You see what I'm trying to get at? But anyway, the feelings thing is, it's such an integral part of Mormon epistemology, a view of how you know what you know, and what's believable. So
when you ask that question of a Mormon woman, what's usually the response?
Well, I'll go to the next question and hit up on that. I know where you're going. For you, and this is surprisingly a question many Mormons are willing, in my experience, to answer. For you, what are some of the hardest things to believe in Mormonism? For you, what are some of the hardest things in Mormonism to believe? And I think for women, one of the hardest things for them to think about is polygamy and the possible future they have in the afterlife of having their husband marry multiple wives in the millennial kingdom, as it were, or to eternally be a plural wife of a heavenly father someday.
But Aaron, when we hear the Mormon leaders speak publicly, they act as if polygamy is a thing of the past and it has nothing to do with the future.
Right, but we're talking about temple polygamy or afterlife polygamy in the millennial kingdom. Mormonism has not, I mean, you can be sealed to multiple wives still today in Mormonism through the temple. You just can't live with multiple, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's actually three Mormon apostles right now as we speak. I don't know by the time this airs, but as we speak, there are three Mormon apostles practicing right. What is known around here as celestial polygamy.
And to be clear, you can't marry a second wife in Mormonism until the first one's dead right now.
Mm-hmm, right.
But anyway, it's just important to get Mormons start to think about some things that they believe, or I think it's just good to open up someone's heart and to ask, what are some things that are real difficult for you? Mm-hmm. And, really get at some heart issues. I think another good question to ask is, you know, Mormons are so insistent that their feelings are the final arbiter of truth. And I think it's good just to get their imagination, the organ of faith, the intellect, their heart really thinking about the different ways God speaks. So I like to ask, what are some ways that you think God speaks, some other ways that God speaks? And just get a Mormon thinking, even to start thinking about how God communicates through creation. Even the Book of Mormon says the order of creation testifies that there is a God. Psalm 19 says the heavens declare the glory of God. I know that there is a God because I've seen a beautiful starry sky at night. Mm-hmm. And it's important for Mormons to think about that. Mormon, 2 Peter 1:20 and 2 Timothy 3:16. It's good for Mormons to think about the fact that God speaks through Scripture. And I'm not talking about he merely gives you good, he evokes good feelings through reading Scripture. No, it's Scripture itself is a way that God communicates, testifies, witnesses. God speaks through and in and by Scripture. So, I mean, just to get a Mormon thinking bigger than just emotional epiphanies or good feelings. It's important because a lot of people leave Mormonism and they don't have a good foundation for trusting the Bible or trusting Jesus. Mormonism hasn't given its people a very good foundation for believing in those things. And so when that foundation crumbles, they've got nothing left.
Well, what's so sad too is the Bible well has often been poisoned for many Latter-day Saints to where when they do leave the church, they don't really have a solid faith in the Bible itself. And so they obviously throw it out with everything else, and so they won't even listen to it. And I blame the church for that.
Yeah.
Because even though publicly some of their leaders might talk a good game in general conference about how they love the Bible, they probably need to read some of the emails that I get from the average Latter-day Saints that are often denigrating the Scriptures, especially the verses that show Mormonism to be an error.
Yeah.
They don't like the Bible as a whole.
At the lay level, I can say, from consistent experience on the street and talking to Mormon friends, family, not family, sorry, friends and strangers. Mormons have a deep cynicism and a negative attitude toward the preservation of the Bible, toward its clarity or lack thereof, toward plain and precious truths being taken out. Mormons think they need Mormonism because partly the Bible is not reliable. And, you know, it's just really sad. They have poisoned the well, and they're going to have a lot to account for in the afterlife.
Well, sadly, a lot of them, that's why they gravitate towards guys like Bart Ehrman. They think Bart Ehrman actually vindicates Mormonism, and I'm sure Ehrman wouldn't say that. He just has some pretty strange views of the Bible. But I've heard several Mormons point to him as somehow proof that the Bible is not to be trusted.
I'm sort of taken back sometimes by the fact that a lot of the arguments I hear from Mormons against the Bible are the same arguments I hear from atheists.
It's true. In fact, I've brought that up to Mormons sometimes. I go, you know, that's an atheist argument you just used. I've heard atheists use that same argument. You know, they kind of look a little surprised, but
and we'll give an example, like the telephone game, as an example of this sort of this myth of how the Bible's been corrupted over the last 2,000 years, when really, in fact, translators are going back to Greek and Hebrew manuscripts that are very ancient, and they're practicing a good science where they can reconstruct the originals.
Trying to go back to that primary source.
Yeah. But anyway, there's some good questions here to ask to get Mormons thinking about the way God speaks, about what it would be like to believe in Jesus, even apart from the church, and just start thinking about some hard things that even they believe in Mormonism, even though they don't make them feel good.
Right. And again, we're just trying to get them to think through some of these issues, as we as Christians should think through the things that we believe. And we should not either have that kind of a flippant attitude. Well, God said it, I believe it, and they don't even think through it.
Ask yourself these same questions in the mirror.
Absolutely. So basically just some questions that you might be able to ask your LDS friends and get them to open up about the things that they believe, and hopefully have some follow-up questions after that. Get the discussion started. Talk to these people. I'm sure you're going to find that you might be surprised that many of them actually want to talk to you about these things. So anyway, thanks, Aaron, and we'll talk about this some more.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. On October 14th and 15th, an event is coming to Salt Lake City that you won't want to miss. Sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry, the third annual Compassionate Boldness Conference will take place at Calvary Chapel in Salt Lake City. Hear plenary speaker Rob Bowman, along with Sandra Tanner and Bill McKeever, as well as more than a dozen others, as we look at Mormonism from a biblical worldview. You'll have the chance to hear some of the latest Christian research on topics related to Mormonism, with one session featuring a panel of Christian pastors to hear their perspective on life in Utah. It's an event every Christian in this state ought to attend. Now to sign up, go to www.compassionateboldness.com. Again, the event will take place on Friday evening, October 14th, and all day Saturday, October 15th at Calvary Chapel, Salt Lake, right off the 15 freeway and located at 460 Century Drive. Go to CompassionateBoldness.com and make sure to reserve your spot today. You'll be glad you did.